So an overview of how you present the policy. So everything, the stage has been set. You're at the table, open space, the rapport is there, matching and mirroring, and you're taking that leadership position. So I'm just going to give you an overview of some of the key elements, and then in the next module, I'll go through an example. So now that you know the criteria, what's important to them about, and the emotional connection, this is where you blend it in, add it into it. You start talking about the policy, how it works, and how that will, again, give them peace of mind, or a sense of pride that the families protect, whatever it is. Now you this is where you start to blend it in. At the same time, you are calibrating. Does this make sense to you? Yes, no. You're getting more yeses and you're making sure you're on track. And are the towards or away? Now when you're talking about the policy, now you blend in. This will help you achieve this, or this will help you avoid worrying. So if you know and you discover if they're towards or away, this is where you blend it in. You do some pacing and leading. Just maintain that momentum, the pace of you're listening to me, we're going over this policy, we talked about the options, and you're now starting to realize this is the lead now. Realize how this will give you peace of mind, whatever that value criteria was. You nod yes to get those nonverbal yeses. The prop also is important at this point. It could be brochures, it could be a computer screen. So reference and move and hold them with value. Those unconscious, subconscious signals of communication. And your voice, when you're at this point, throughout the whole process, your voice is important. You want to talk with authority, with certainty, and with commands at a certain point. Take action. It's great that you're going to take action, or you're going to protect your family. So you say it with authority and with a certain sense of subconscious suggestion to take action. And there's also the ambiguous language, where you can use the word by. By now. I'm sure you thought about this before. By this policy being tax-free. So the by is that ambiguous word that you can easily blend into. And remember, are they bottom line or procedures? If they're procedures, now you tell them how to get involved and the steps they need to do to be protected, peace of mind. Or bottom line, we just need to take care of the paperwork. So follow their subconscious motivational drivers and other subconscious communication elements so that it's, as I've said before, a magnetic custom conversation to them. And then to lock them in, you want to tell them about a story, how somebody thought it was too much money, then something happened and they wish they would have invested the money. And so that will ideally inoculate, so they don't bring up, well, I don't know if I have the money. And so the other key is to future pace and to lock it in. And then you go into the close. The future pace would be, imagine a year from now, looking back and feeling great that your family has been protected, and looking forward that in the future, should anything happen, you're protected, or you have the money, you'll have access to the money, tax-free. And you kind of wrap things up with, you know, what you need to do to get the policy. And you use the power words, like after you fill out the paperwork, or when you fill out the paperwork, so that it presupposes they're going to take action and you're talking with certainty and authority. And then the other thing about the voice, I'll reinforce that in the example. You want to talk with authority, especially when you're talking about the monthly payments, the premium. Many people start talking questions when they talk about money, and so you don't want to say it's going to only be $500 a month, because it'll give a mixed message. It's only going to be $500 a month with certainty, with authority, so that you don't create doubt in their mind. So this is just a brief overview. I'll give you an example of how to actually go through it so that you can review it and understand it and modify it to your own style of presenting the solution, presenting the policy, the retirement plan to them. And next module, you can watch and listen to that, and it'll give you, again, more of a step-by-step example of how to present it. So thank you for listening. Bye now.